Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. On today's wrestling news, Sammy Guevara and Andrade El Idolo have a backstage fight at AEW Dynamite.
Yes, and AEW wrestlers were already frustrated with them before that even happened.
But the story about that fight has been disputed. We'll go over that as well.
And lots more wrestlers were already upset with everything going on backstage. We're going to tell you all about it. I'm Adam Wilborn.
Everyone's pissed.
This is the news.
Yeah, spare a thought for our editor, Adam Nicholas, today, whose job with this video is going to consist around finding as many pissed off photos as Sammy and Andrade as he can possibly find. That is a thankless task. We wish him well. We wish him all the best. But yeah, they had a fight last night, didn't they? So yesterday we came on here and we talked about all the social media nonsense that had been going on. If you recall, the last tweet from Andrade was, "I will see you on Wednesday. Who knows if I'm going to make it to Friday." Well, he's not going to make it to Friday, and he did indeed see him on Wednesday.
It's Wednesday night, you know what that means.
There you go. Fightful Select came through with the scoopski in the wake of this going down. So there was indeed an altercation backstage at Dynamite, right, between Sammy and Andrade. It started as a verbal spat, but it got physical. Sammy shoved Andrade. Andrade apparently threw a punch, although there's no word on whether or not it landed. Nobody knows if it landed. That's a terrible... Don't throw a punch like that. You will lose immediately. Don't throw a punch at all. Don't be violent.
Yeah. Peace and love.
Peace, love, believe. Andrade was then removed from Rampage. He was supposed to face 10 in a career versus mask match. The idea of a guy getting pulled from a match where his career is on the line is very funny.
It's bonkers,
isn't it?
What
you think of all this. In its place, we're getting a trios match between the Dark Order and Death Triangle for those titles. Fightful reported at the time that someone had been sent home in the wake of this as well. Andrade's tweeted, by the way, of course he has. respect me and I'll respect you.
You.
Very subtle there. But yeah, Guevara was still on TV. He wrestled in the main event, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
He got
on.
A successful pinfall in the main event.
He won the main event. And there was all this heat on him in the match as well.
Yep.
So clearly people heard this story.
Oh, yeah.
Because it wasn't a big crowd last night. I think it was about 3,000 when it finished off, which is not huge. And yet it sounded like a volcano when Sammy was in there. So there you go.
Do you want me to tell you some of the other stuff that happened?
I mean, I'd rather you didn't, but you have to.
Yes. because apparently AEW wrestlers, before this big fight, shoving match, whatever you want to call it, kicked off, already were frustrated with Sammy Guevara and Andrade El Idolo. Once again, Fightful Select coming through with this report. No crap, just Sapp, Sean Ross Sapp. Apparently a veteran wrestler told the outlet the following: "When you get into mentioning that wrestling isn't real, it defeats the purpose of whatever storyline you could be trying to work. They were talking about hitting each other hard and complaining, so if it's a work, it's a bad one. I'm sure they'll eventually have a match, though, just because people are talking." They're obviously referencing the fact there of, you know, exposing the business, whatever you want to call it, weakening the actual storyline. So whether or not this initially started as a way to hype up a match between the two of them, it didn't matter because it weakened the match anyway when it eventually happens, because it's all the work, guys. And another big name felt like the situation gave a poor impression of AEW's locker room. Well, did anyone get that sort of a feeling from all this the last few weeks in AEW? Regardless of the social media barbs or a work or a shoot, this left them feeling frustrated. What a mess this is, Andy.
Yeah, especially with part of that being the meeting that was held. The backstage meeting with Moxley and Chris Jericho and Brian Danielson leading it and trying to pull everyone back together. and then this whole thing kind of, what's the word? Besmirch? I'm William Regal all of a sudden. undermining that.
Yes.
And like the vibe reports coming out of AEW since All Out have been broadly positive. So I can imagine why veteran locker room people would be pissed off with this. We'll just fire out these reports and we'll talk about it a bit.
We were going to have in the background, by the way, there have been 0 days without incident from The Simpsons. Then we thought we might get copyright strikes.
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. We should have done that.
We could have got, you know, Matt Groney, or whatever his name is, was going to be on our ass.
That's him. That's the guy.
Calling him. I'll
scrap Bart Simpson. The TV just didn't work this morning.
I want to put this out there. I want to tag with Hans Molmer.
Jesus.
What are we talking about?
The fight story has been disputed as well, right?
Of course.
So we have to cover this for balance, obviously. TMZ was among the outlets that covered the scrap, and their report is quite similar to Fightful's one. I'll read you here. They said that Guevara and El Idolo exchanged words, things did get physical, Sammy pushed Andrade before the punches were thrown. Whether or not anyone was actually struck, unclear, so Fightful said the same thing. TMZ sources, however, were adamant that the situation isn't a work. AEW rosters had been pissed with Guevara for airing his issues on social media this week. We'll talk about that in a bit, with things boiling over on Dynamite. Brian Alvarez reports specifically, the AEW people have disputed this TMZ report. I'll read the tweet. There are definitely two totally different stories about what happened tonight. While many in AEW have disputed the TMZ version and noted that if it was true, it's very hard to believe that Sammy would have worked the main event while Andrade was sent home. So there you go. Speaking of contrasting punishments.
Well, yeah, exactly. The thing is, the only reason that I have any reason to think maybe this is the case is, like you say, Sammy's in the main event getting the pin. Like, I don't know how you pull that all together and decide, right, Andrade's got to be sent home, but Sammy can stay. The second time he's been involved in something backstage, let's not forget the whole Eddie Kingston stuff, and Kingston got suspended, obviously. And not only is Sammy going to stay, we're going to reward him with the pinfall. I know it kind of worked because of the whole, Jericho's clocked, spoilers, everyone, clocked Garcia and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, more people upset backstage, reporting from DAZN Steven Mulehausen. Yeah.
Doing some practicing.
Great
work recently, Big Steve.
Shout out to Stevie. More people pissed off that, yes, it was Andrade, if this is the case, that Andrade was sent home and Sammy was allowed to stay. So, Mulehausen tweeted, sources, as confirmed by multiple outlets, Andrade has been sent home while Sammy Guevara is still at AEW Dynamite, getting ready to compete in the main event. This is obviously before that. There are those in the back who are upset Guevara wasn't sent home as well by Tony Khan.
There you go. What a day, man. What a day.
The Dynamite was really good, by the way.
Dynamite was good, but you'll never hear about it now because of this.
This is what I watched Dynamite and I thought, a refreshing, I wasn't a big fan. I know people, flim-flom about what they think about Dynamite. I thought this week's Dynamite was a lot better, for example, than last week's Dynamite. Great. Let's see what the Dadleys, what Andy, what anyone else on the internet has got to say about this show.
I'm choosing not to engage with Twitter today. I think it's going to be a real bad time. What a mess. When this stuff pops up, you inevitably get the, is it a work, is it a shoot, blah, 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 blah. I'm not that interested in that discussion. I would never, sit here, Sean Ross Sapp is like the Scoopski guy these days, man. Like the amount of stuff he breaks, and I've got no good reason to doubt his reporting on the matter. TMZ have come through with a report as well. Say what you will about TMZ. I don't know, man. I will say that if it's a work, it's a bad one. And I don't think it has any. Yeah, I don't think it has any benefit. I'm quite surprised that Andrade actually said, I will see you on Wednesday, and then saw him on Wednesday.
I'm not really.
Yeah, it's but it, a lot of this stuff is overblown to a degree, right? Wrestling has always been like this. Always so much stuff like this will happen that you just don't hear about. It's been this way. Yeah, obviously AEW's been a bit more chaotic recently, right? They do absolutely have to get beyond this, for sure. But wrestling's always been a bit crazy, a bit outlaw, a bit rogue. I will say, I said this yesterday as well, You know, you guys know I love to live in chaos. I need a holiday from this for a bit. Yeah. I would like a couple of weeks where no one's shooting hard, brother, or throwing punches or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, the trios match will be cool on Rampage, right?
I don't know. I'm dipping out of this for a while. Yeah. Like you say, I've got a wedding tomorrow.
Kill the discourse.
And if both families stop fighting each other, it'll be quieter than AEW backstage.
Can't wait to come back in on Monday. Triple H has been punched by Tony Khan.
Adam Wilbourn, the best man, threw a chair.
Yeah. Charlotte Flair has put Andrade through a table. What?
I'm going to sound like an incredibly old man here, but I really think the invention of social media hasn't helped stuff like this.
Social media sucks ass.
Yeah. Because arguably the catalyst for all this was potentially, and maybe I'm reading the wrong thing into this, Sammy taking a worked jab at Daniel Garcia, Andrade potentially thinking he was talking about, I don't know exactly. It obviously escalated on social media, and then I'll see you on Wednesday, and maybe as well, maybe it wasn't, you know, a shove from Sammy or a swing from Andrade. Maybe they were offering them a scissor and he just got all out of hand. I punched him in the eye. Oh, no.
It was National Scissoring Day.
National Scissoring Day.
Wasn't it?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Speaking of which, onto the Twitter questions.
Thank God, yes.
The only good bit of Twitter, the wrestling Twitter questions.
The people who send us stuff are the only... I'm being harsh. Loads of great people I interact with on Twitter quite a lot, but... Yeah, overall, it's a bad, and we're all addicted to it, and we need to stop.
Yep.
But we can't.
Nope. Daniel Murphy writes, good morning, dynamic duo.
Oh.
Bleh. King of the mic! Oh, whoa, backstage fight!
Much quicker than the eel today. What is wrong with you, you stupid green prick?
So with the opening match of Dynamite, you may not remember it because it's all the stuff that's happened. It was really good. It was Wheeler Yuta versus my best friend, Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
Yeah.
Do you see AEW leaving a breadcrumb trail for an MJF face turn? Now scissor me, Daddy Eel.
I mean, it's definitely going to happen at some point, isn't it? The reactions he gets when he does his stuff in Long Island, obviously, and he hams it up and he's insincere and he's in his hometown. And then when he was at Grand Slam as well, he got a stupid pop last night with Lee Moriarty and all that. Yeah, they're definitely kind of putting a little bit of blood in the water for you piranhas to feast on. We'll get there eventually. I think it's going to be more of a longer term thing than a short term thing.
For me, he was already a baby face. Okay, he is salt of the earth at the end of the day. But yes, I did like... I was confused by the fact that they did that and then immediately did the exact same angle in the next match.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Wild. We should get him on the show sometime.
Oh, we need to get him back. I watched the brilliant... I'm going to give him a shout out here. Wrestling with... I always want to call him Braden Hall.
Yeah,
don't
tar him with that brush.
Shout out to Brandon Walker. A brilliant, like, 50-odd minute... The interactions between them are fantastic.
Work,
Brandon,
yeah.
Go and check that out. But yeah, Maxwell, if you want to come back and have a chat with your best friends...
Get
me up.
Get him sitting in the middle between the boys.
Oh, God.
Fly him over.
I'm just... I remember that's the most nervous I've ever felt about an interview because I was like... It was during the pandemic, so I was just sat in my bedroom, you know, boxer shorts on but a shirt on to look professional. And I was thinking... this could be, he could ether me, this could be literally the end of my career, and then turns out we're best friends.
Yeah. So, funny but yeah, how things work.
MJ, if you want to come back on and get your real side of the story out there, not this twisted version where...
In his own words, you are the only journalist who's ever told the truth. Imagine
not
calling
my
off,
words, Slynn.
Anyone who calls us a journalist or anything similar is very silly, and that includes you.
I might
Max.
Put that in my new Twitter bio. Journalist, according to Max.
do that, okay. Actually. That's really good.
Speaking of Brandon's, by the way, Brandon gives us our second question of the day. He says, does the bloodline turn on Sammy, making him the biggest face in the company? Like, that's a pitch, Brandon. Or could WWE have Solo attempt to take the leader role from Reigns, and Sammy has to choose sides? Love the content. Have a great day, everybody. You have a great day, Brandon. Great question.
Yeah, I think the good thing about this storyline is that it genuinely inspires so many fantasy booking options in ways that you haven't really been able to sincerely do for years and years and years, because the thing with Vince, and people are tired of me beating this drum, but hey, I'm going to do it anyway. The thing with Vince McMahon's booking is that for the last few years of his run, and arguably longer, you just couldn't trust him to pay off a good conclusion, whereas with this guy at the helm, it's a lot better.
Yeah, me and Hamflet, just to interrupt there, me and Hamflet had a regular thing each week where we text each other around the Sasha and Bailey thing going, it's still alive, it's still good, because we thought it was just going to be one week, they're going to do a weird lesbian storyline again or something, because it's Vince.
They're going to get therapy again.
Yes, so, you're right.
So yeah, like I love that so many people have so many different ideas. I do think that the most obvious solution is the one they will go with, that being Sammy getting kind of bullied and kicked out and like gaslit and all that stuff out of the stable, and then him and Kevin doing some fun stuff. But even with that, there are so many cool things, like singles, tag team with Kevin Owens. With regards to Solo, I love this guy as
he's fitting perfectly.
He's a great fit. Like, as the stoic, kind of doesn't say much enforcer guy, I think his current role is perfect and I wouldn't mess with it.
But I also like the fact he's sort of Team Sammy in this Jay-Sammy dispute.
He's not a dick.
No, there's a variation, like you say. You can have Owens and Zayn taking the tag titles off the Usos at WrestleMania, for example. You could have, I heard someone suggest, Zayn and Solo taking the tag titles off the Usos.
Ooh, that's which would tidy.
Or could be very interesting. You could have bloody Sammy taking all the titles off Roman Reigns, potentially. It's anything's possible, and it's just so nice to be excited about something like this.
I will say, he doesn't need to win, but if you don't get a pay-per-view main event between Sammy and Roman out of this...
What are we doing?
You done it wrong.
Yeah, what, exactly, wrong. What are we doing here?
Sammy could lose, you could pivot into a tag team storyline. Great.
Yes.
Stuff's great.
Yeah.
It's good.
Final question today comes from Mark Smith, who says, morning, you two people who somehow brighten my day. Hey, we try,
hey,
Mark.
Hey, I'm in awe of it as well. Very surprising.
If Bray returns with the Wyatt Six, which five other wrestlers are in the six?
Oh, let's get spooky, baby.
Well, I think... Doesn't necessarily Andy Murray have to be wrestlers for me?
Oh, God.
I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so I'm integrating the wackiness into today.
What have you done?
No, I'm just thinking we can pick anything and anyone.
All right, let's bounce back and forth.
So we got Bray Wyatt. We've got
As
five
the
to
fiend.
Get.
He's the fiend.
The fiend,
the
obviously.
The fiend, obviously. We don't swear on this new show.
No. Sorry about yesterday, Nicholas.
Yeah, sorry, nasty.
We got carried away.
Right, okay, so the manager of this group is going to be RL Stein.
Goosebumps.
Yeah, that's the one.
First member. Oh, so is that one of the six?
He's in. Yeah, he's fighting as
manager.
Well.
Okay,
he's scrapping.
I'm gonna go with special guest enforcer. Right, you know we've got DMD for Britt Baker. What about DBP? Dave Benson Phillips, baby. People are getting gone.
He was straight in the funhouse.
He did a children's TV show in the UK, if you're unaware, called Get Your Own Back, where he gunged people's parents and teachers.
You can book him as a wrestler as well.
That's the goo. Website. That's where the goo comes from. The goo. The goo goo dolls. They're part of it as well.
Dave Matthews, he's there.
Right, so we've got two. We've got three, including
we've got three.
Three more to get.
Well, I'm going to go... Oh, man, you've bamboozled me here. Who is really spooky?
Who is a spooky guy?
I don't know any horror movies, man. I'm a wimp.
The ghost dog from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
There you go, he's in. The Dark Soul from the game Dark Souls.
Good.
No,
Crikey Dingo.
Oh, for Christ's sake, sorry Nicholas,
I've lost the plot. The weird guy in Coraline who's on top of the house.
Oh yeah, I've not watched it, but I've seen
doing exercise. The fat guy.
Yeah,
that guy rules.
What other things creep me out?
Slugs.
Yeah, just a slug.
The eel is probably in there.
The eel's probably in there.
Should we answer this earnestly as well?
Oh, yeah. Forgot just about that bit.
Name.
You've done it again. Carrying Cross.
Carrying Cross.
Finn Balor's the demon.
Dexter Lumis.
Dexter Lumis. Miz.
Miz?
Spooky Miz.
Spooky Miz.
Spooky Maurice.
It's the end of the video, man.
Well, we've got it very quickly. We said Twitter is the worst place, except for, I want to say a massive congratulations. We mentioned them yesterday, and this episode's a lovely photo. Mr. and Mrs. David S. Poe,
yes,
who got married on Tuesday, I think it was. I think that was when David sent the message. Because not only did they get married, they got tag team championships, baby. What a lovely photo. Congratulations to them both. David, you've done very well for yourself as well.
Congratulations
to both of them. Hope you have a lovely wedded bliss. I was going to say honeymoon and I pivoted at the last second and scared myself. Congratulations from all of us here at What Culture. If you're going to do something on the internet today, ignore all the bollocks. Just go and say congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. David S. Poe at QuotaPhone. What a great handle that is on Twitter as well.
I've actually got a little known fact about David as well that nobody else knows. Not to blow up the spot or anything, but David S. Poe, DSP, is George St. Pierre's brother. There you go.
Congratulations to Giorgio for presumably being the best man.
I was not impressed with your performance.
At the wedding.
Congratulations, David. That's
congratulations
really awesome.
To the two of you.
I might steal your idea. But if I do, I will tag you.
Yeah, good work on the old tag team titles.
This is really cool.
Yeah, awesome stuff.
I've
right.
got the Fiend coming to my
way. He's officiating.
He is. Sticks his tongue out.
The thing is, your missus would be like, yep, of course.
Yep, sure.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we're going to be previewing Extreme Rules and, of course, trying to review Dynamite whilst also mentioning everything that's going on backstage as well. I'm sure that's going to be fun. Twitter, at What Culture WWE. Watch there, follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at...
That's Andy H. Murray. It stands for, holy hell, have you seen the length of this video?
Where you can also send him wacky stuff. Which wacky presenter would you like to do the news with Andy tomorrow?
I'm going to pick tomorrow, actually.
We're going to spin a wheel.
Spin the wheel and make the feed.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. My thanks to Andy. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.